Avery Trotter, 17, and defense.
Avery, you've joined your hometown team here, the Olds Grizzlies. I think the last time that I spoke with you was back at the Alberta Cup when you were looking ahead to the WHL Bantam Draft, and that year you did get selected by the Spokane Chiefs, and that made it three straight years that there was a defenseman from Olds selected in the WHL Bantam Draft, with Charlie Wright and Ronan Seeley preceding you there. You know, how has your career evolved since that point?
Yeah, I mean, working with the Red Deer Optimist Chiefs there, I think I've really upped my game. You know, 3 years there, or two and a half, sorry. You know, I've really improved lots of my skills, mostly my confidence, and just growing as a person, I think, is really the big part. So compared to Alberta Cup there, I think everything's, you know, upped its game. It's gotten a lot better, so.
You had a chance to get in some exhibition games for the Drumheller Dragons, and now here this season being able to join the Olds Grizzlies. You know, what has this fall and winter been like here as you make your jump to the Alberta Junior Hockey League?
Yeah, I mean, during the fall, the start of the winter here, it was a bit of a, you know, rough, had some little setbacks and a few injuries, but now that we're on track, I think it's been really good, the opportunity to join the Grizzlies here. And, you know, some of that, just a bit of junior touch with the Drumheller Dragons in preseason, I think it's all worked itself out, and I've gotten the opportunity here with the Olds Grizzlies. Now I can start, you know, pushing forward.
Yeah, so you get to make your debut for your hometown Alberta Junior Hockey League team, and it winds up coming in December against the number one ranked CJHL team in the nation. Just walk us through what that day was like on December 17th as you geared up to face the Brooks Bandits here at the Sports Complex.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty unreal, actually. As I was getting ready for the game, Scotty, the coach of the Grizzlies, told me it's probably going to be one of the most, you know, these guys are going to be the most dynamic and skilled players I've ever played against, and obviously he was right. You know, they got it all. So, but it was pretty unreal, you know, seeing what they do, seeing how much all their skill, it's actually pretty, it helped me a lot, because, you know, you learn so much just from 60 minutes of play there as what they can do. So obviously it was pretty cool experience as my first game. Obviously a little nervous, but once I settled in, I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, and just your thoughts on your whole team performance that night. Again, it was heading into the holidays, a game that I don't think anyone would have expected to be a one-goal game there, but
yeah.
You guys did have a pretty solid performance there. Just your thoughts on, you know, the way that your team played defensively against Brooks.
Yeah, I think we stuck to lots of the little details, you know, especially in our defensive zone. 3-2 loss, I thought it was pretty strong, actually. We stuck to those little details, you know, net front guys and just staying with your guys, tying up sticks. And then when we do get the chance offensively, making sure we capitalize on those chances, I think those were the two key points in that 3-2 loss there.
What do you hope to bring to the blue line now for the Olds Grizzlies, and now that you're here, Avery?
You know, I've played with some guys that are on the team before, so I think it's a good opportunity, you know, to grow with them again. But I think what I can bring is that, you know, offensive touch a little bit, and just that playmaking ability, because we do have some skilled forwards here that can really put the puck in the net. So kind of just that sturdy, you know, 200-foot defenseman that can stop defensively and also provide offensively.
Yeah, your first three games there wearing number 22, but last night you wind up getting your nameplate on the back there, and you changed to number 24. Any significance to that?
Not too much. I really like most of the numbers in the 20s, so there isn't too much of a significance with that change, but wish there was, maybe. Could have a bit more, but unfortunately there isn't.
Yeah, well, Noah Hackett did wear number 24 earlier this season for the Olds Grizzlies, so maybe some of that scoring touch might rub off, which would be nice. There's obviously some great opportunity on the blue line here right now. Another local product, Kyle Veneman, unfortunately suffering an injury over the weekend there, so that will open up some power play time for some of the other defensemen here on the club. Just look ahead to the next 20 games and the opportunity that you hope to have here this year in Olds, Avery.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we still have quite a few games left here, so I think there's still lots of time for stuff to happen. Hopefully we can get, you know, going on the right track here in the next couple games. It would be huge. And then, you know, just even if things don't go our way, you know, growing with this group of guys, you know, getting better relationships and learning with them along the way, and, you know, just going into next year, having that, you know, that chip on our shoulder a little bit and just kind of getting better as a group.
Yeah, it's obviously tough to see the lead slip away on Tuesday there against Whitecourt. You know, how have you guys been trying to stay positive despite, you know, the ups and downs that have come during the losing streak you guys are currently in?
Yeah, I mean, tough loss there. I think there's, after the game, there's quite a few guys that just were, you know, having a bit of a hard time. Obviously, that one was a tough loss, like I said, so... But I think we just come to the rink every morning, you know, with kind of a win mentality, not thinking about losing, just thinking about winning and make sure we're doing the little details that can ensure us to get on that path.
Excellent. As we touched on earlier, you know, you're part of the legacy here recently of defensemen from the town of Olds that have had success. Obviously, Ronan Seeley getting drafted by the Carolina Hurricanes in the NHL and getting named to the World Junior team here this year before, unfortunately, that tournament wound up being postponed. And then here this week, Charlie Wright is named to the midseason NHL Central Scouting rankings, coming in at number 140 among North American skaters. So what's it like to see that kind of success for your fellow Olds Blue Liners here, Avery?
Yeah, I mean, both incredible players, you know, growing up with Charlie Wright especially, you know, I'm just so happy for him that he can get his name listed up in those rankings there. He's just helped me so much as a person and as a player, so it's pretty cool to see him, you know, have success there, and then obviously Ronan going to the World Juniors there and signing with the Carolina Hurricanes. It's just pretty unreal coming from a small town of Olds, Alberta, right? It's pretty cool cool to see.
Excellent. Well, continued success to the three of you and to you in particular here this weekend as the Olds Grizzlies will take on the Fort McMurray Oil Barons on Friday and the Sherwood Park Crusaders on Saturday. Thanks so much for joining us, Avery.
You're so welcome. Awesome.